Approaching life in a reverential manner requires a distance between the self and the sacred. It is also helpful to foster an inwardly silent mind. In order to do so, great effort must be made to quiet the mind. We need to separate the essential jewels from the non-essential clutter of our minds. Only then can we arrive at a place of stillness in the mind wherein we can acknowledge the uniqueness of others and creation from an experiential standpoint of awe and reverence. In solitude or around others, an inner calmness may reside within the sense of self, fostered when connecting to the essential dimension of being human, that unique aloneness of our existence. This is not the normal state of mind that we are familiar with. Unless we are able to become comfortable spending time alone, connecting to the stillness of our existence. As human beings, our sense of existential isolation is minimized by our incessant activity in life and preoccupations of the mind. We do not often leave ourselves much time to reflect upon ourselves or the meaning of our lives beyond our vocations. We busy ourselves with other things than the inner dimension of the soul. We are unique individuals on earth with a purpose for being here above and beyond our everyday concerns. Moreover, our connection to God and the world around us is limited by our preoccupations with self. We enclose ourselves in our own personal spheres, surrounded by a bubble of protection from the other, the unknown, and anything that is outside our comfort zone. Yet, the expansiveness felt by becoming absorbed in the beauty of a sunset or the sky with its deep, endless blue is a type of awe that is available to us in regard to all of creation. We only need look beyond ourselves while keeping our hearts pure. Above all that thou guardest, keep thy heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.